show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello and happy new week. It is Cliffo and Gabby. We're back. We're podding. We're podding like mad dogs.
We are. I don't know why, but it just feels like being a first Monday in 2 months for us.
Yeah,
it feels like it's going to be a long week.
We had all the public holidays and then my wife had COVID. Mm. So I was sort of in and out last week. It was all over the shop. But we're here and it was a big show actually this morning for the start of a new week. We had James Masters on who played Spike.
Man.
In Buffy the Vampire Slayer back in the day.
He was the sexy bad boy vampire that stole my heart.
Real bad boy TV hits, poster on the wall vibes from Spikey Boy.
What a hot guy.
What a hot. So hot, it doesn't even need any like other words. It's just,
what a hot.
We launched Cliffo and Gabby's election campaign. That's coming up on the pod. Great Origin intruder entry. And this was emotional. We had Nathan Bracken on paying tribute to Andrew Symonds after his tragic passing at the age of 46 on Saturday night.
It was a really beautiful conversation.
It was. And clearly a person who was pretty moved and pretty upset by the loss of his mate. But you'll get that coming up very soon on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
James Masters is an American actor best known for his role as the British vampire Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You should be careful. You never know what kind of villain's got a knife by your
The
back.
TV series celebrates 25 years this year.
Because the big bad is back.
James Masters joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
He's in the States, in California right now, and he's on the phone with us. James Masters. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Cliffo. Good to be with you.
It was such a fantastic show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You were my favourite vampire, James, playing Spike. Tell us some of the memories you have from being on set on Buffy.
Well, first of all, Gabby, you have very good taste in television.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Buffy, too. I'm a fan of the writing. So I didn't write a word, and I don't feel like I'm bragging. I was just very lucky to be on such a well-written show. The biggest fans of Buffy are the people in Los Angeles that produce and direct television and movies. And the people that know how to do it and how to make it, they're the biggest fans. And they all say the same thing, that the acting was good enough, but the writing was exceptionally good. And so I was basically in heaven between the words action and cut every time. It didn't matter if it was 4 o'clock in the morning, if I hadn't slept the night before, if they were dumping rain or lighting me on fire. It didn't matter. I said that they really did light me on fire one time. It didn't matter. I was just in heaven to be able to say those words. Yeah.
James, it doesn't surprise me that Gabby liked Spike, your character, so much because she always was a sucker for a bad boy.
Yeah,
and I remember you with the jet blonde, almost white hair. But talking to you now, the interesting thing is you don't sound now like Spike sounded on the show.
Mm.
No, I'm only British if you pay me. You know, so.
I think that the accent, the blonde hair, the bad boy, it all combined to be the perfect love interest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get invited to a lot of parties. If I walk around like this and I've done it for fun, you know, I just go to the mall, hang around, get a soda, talk like this. I get invited to parties all the time. In fact, I go to England and the women say, "What happened to your sexy British accent?" And I say, "Well, what's wrong with the American one?" They're like, "It's not so hot, really. It's not so hot at all."
The good thing is you don't sound like an American doing an accent.
No.
You just sound like an Englishman. Which, I mean, that's the sign of a good actor. So well done.
Can you do an Australian accent?
No, I could try, but I would offend you. I wouldn't do it unless it would be credible.
Well, I don't know if this will offend you or not, but I, my very first houseplant was named Spike after you. There was a really random story behind it. I was like 25 at the time. Ooh. I bought a succulent and my thinking was a succulent sucks. Vampires suck. You were my favorite vampire. Therefore, the plant was named Spike.
Actually, that's really tight. That's really funny. A succulent. I love it. Yeah.
Did you just tell James he sucked? I feel like I heard that James
vampires
sucked.
No, I
suck
did.
Blood.
I sucked this for 7 straight years it sucks professionally, you know.
James, you mentioned the incredible writing of Buffy before, and it was such an incredibly well-written show, like you say. But some of those storylines were so cooked and so out there. I mean, we're talking the world of vampires. Was there a particular, you know, cooked storyline that really sticks into your mind as well? That one was really out there.
You know, normally with a television show, once you do one episode, you know what you're going to be doing for the next episodes. It's basically the same. And that's why a lot of television is not as exciting as Buffy. When you do a movie, you can kind of decide whether you want to go through that or whether you want to reveal that or whatever. But with Buffy, you just never knew. It was so surprising. It's one of the reasons that it's such a good show. But there came a point where I was afraid to read the scripts to see what I would have to go through the next week. So it was everything. It was a grand adventure, which was, it was exciting and thrilling and terrifying.
There's been a few great vampire shows since then. True Blood was really good. What are your thoughts on Twilight?
No, not as good.
not as good. But they were okay. No. What about Twilight?
Who would win in a fight between the vampires? You could have both the team from both of those other shows against just us.
Mm.
We would win because we would demoralize them with superior dialogue first.
You would mop the floor with them.
Oh yeah, they would be destroyed before the fists were flung. Yeah.
Fighting words. Look, it was such an incredible body of work. I mean, you had got a huge body of work, but it's one that must really stand out. The whole Buffy and then the whole Angel kind of thing. It really dominated the 90s, didn't it?
It was the best.
James Masters, who played Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And by the way, you know, at the end of the series was the romantic interest of Buffy. So you lived out every man's fantasy of the 90s and got to kiss Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah. So.
Repeatedly, my brother.
I know, man.
Repeatedly. Oh, and get paid.
And get paid for it.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is just shaking his fist right now.
Damn that James Masters. you've been so generous with your time, James. Big love from Australia. Thanks for that.
Hell yeah. My pleasure.
Right now.
Before you decide who'll run the country, you need to decide who'll run the radio. This is Cliffo and Gabby's election campaign.
Yeah. We're having a good old-fashioned election
this
week between you and me and you, head-to-head, to decide who's going to be the Prime Minister of the show.
We've been watching Albo and ScoMo get real competitive, and we were like...
Cliffo and Gabbo.
How do we bring a bit more tension to the show?
Yep.
How do we cause a bit of a rift? I know. Let's go up against each other for Prime Minister of the show.
You've only got to look at the ratings for the debates, mate. They pull a crowd. So if we can get some of that sweet, sweet, sweet election listening...
That's what we want.
We're down for it. So this week, I'm going to come up with a campaign. Mm. You're going to come up with a campaign. And at the end of the week, everyone needs to vote for Prime Minister of the Radio.
As to who has the best campaign. I'm not going to say the best policies because it's all about how you sell them as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's who does best across the week. We've already come up with our party name and our party slogan just to crack on with the week. Just to give you an idea of where we both stand on this.
Yeah.
I have a queen. We're going to flip it to see who gets to go first with their party name. Are you ready? You going to call heads or tails?
Yeah. Okay.
You ready?
You flip and I'll call.
Go.
Tails him up.
Oh.
Tails him up.
It's heads.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Who's going first?
I'm going to go first.
You're going to go first.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to pay attention, guys. Today we're just dropping party name and party slogan.
Yep.
We'll get into policies tomorrow, but you want to pay attention because this could be potentially what's going to win your vote.
Yes.
Right now.
So my party's name is Gabby's Pet Party. Sounds like a good party, hey?
Gabby's Pet Party.
It sounds like we'd have a good time at Gabby's Pet Party.
Yep.
And my slogan is, pets are people too.
I don't like this party already. Is this like going to be some super lefty, like give the pets a vote?
Oh, not
kind
quite
of thing?
That far.
Like, okay.
But it's probably along that road.
So we'll hear all the policies tomorrow. Yeah. But again, it's Gabby's Pet Party.
Gabby's Pet Party. Pets are people too.
I like how you're arrogant enough to do like a Clive Palmer, like putting your own name in the party title. Like Palmer United Party, Gabby's Pet People. Like, it takes a certain amount of confidence to put one's own name.
I want
in the party name.
We've only got a week to campaign. I need to really get my name solidified in people's brains.
It's good branding.
It's part of the PR.
It's good branding.
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, so my party name is called Go Nuts for Donuts Queensland.
Oh, yeah. Why am I not surprised it's about food?
Go Nuts for Donuts Queensland is the name of the party.
Okay.
And the party slogan is, no cuts, just donuts. Okay?
No cuts, so, just donuts.
Recapping one more time, Gabby's party name is?
Gabby's pet party.
Gabby's party slogan is?
Pets are people too.
Okay. My party name, Go Nuts for Donuts. My party slogan is, no cuts, just donuts.
Can't wait for this debate.
Okay, so tomorrow we will announce policies.
Yeah.
And then I think come Wednesday, we will have our first official leaders debate.
Yeah.
Because we are currently the leaders and only members of our respective parties for Clifford Cabby's election campaign.
Download the KFC app for exclusive deals. Shut up and take my money. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder on Hit.
This is so good. You could be going along to Origin number one in Sydney on June 8. Mm. And flights, accommodation, jerseys, all included for you and a mate to go and check it out. All you have to do is watch our video on Facebook, film yourself commentating it, and then upload your entry at hit.com.au.
We've got to get more entries coming through, guys, because this one's got a few hoops.
Yep.
Not as many coming through as we'd like. So seriously, it's that
you're in for a good chance.
You watch the day in the life of video on our Facebook page. You just commentate it.
Yep.
And then you upload it at hit.com.au. And that's exactly what Caleb did. So
the producer on the line. Down,
Caleb, no, you don't have a producer on the line, bro. You're on the air. How are you?
How you going, mate?
You mad dog. Hey, this is a fantastic entry. Did this take you a few attempts to get this one in the bag, or?
Oh, you know, mate, you're a pro. You know how it works.
One take wonder.
One take wonder. Have you been to an Origin before, Caleb?
I have, actually. When I first came to Townsville, that was the first one.
Oh, you went to the Townsville game.
That was the random one
year.
Because of COVID last year.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, year, we got dressed up in the colours and all the rest, yeah.
Good fancy stuff, mate.
Well, you've never been to in Sydney. It'll be a whole different experience.
Not wrong. Let's have a listen to Caleb's entry. So just a reminder, the day in the life of video consists of me cutting myself shaving, you reacting to a free coffee email at work.
Yep.
Me tripping over, taking the wheelie bin out, and you arriving home to a very excited Bear the Chihuahua
exactly.
At the end of the day. So this is Caleb's crack at commentary for Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder. Here we go.
And welcome back to A Day in the Life of Cliffo and Gabby. We've barely started and Cliffo's taken a big hit from Rodney the Razor. A bit high around the neck if you're asking me. And over to Gabby as she prepares to play and catches a contagious coffee fever. Shut up and take my money! She makes it down the wing. Pass Chucky. Palms off CK. Take that, Triple M. Now Cliffo's calm as he takes on Wheelie, who goes for the foot tap. And Cliffo's down. He appeals to the ref. Goes to review, and as we can see in the action replay, Cliffo's having a rough game. But what a brilliant foot tap from Wheelie William. Now we're on the sixth and last. Gabby walks through the door. She makes it in. As Bear spins out of control and the fans go wild. He's wearing his Queenslander collar for Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder.
Caleb,
such a good job.
And I love the creativity too with Rodney Razor. Wheelie Williams, also getting the KFC credit in there, mate. Very, very smart.
Very smart.
You know you got to do it. I realised I got a bit excited before. I yelled out Queenslander and then I forgot that I was at the airport. So I looked around and thought, oh, wait, I've got a few people wondering what's going on with me here. They might send me to an insane asylum.
Okay. Well,
if you're in Queensland and yell out Queenslander,
it's
fine.
That's allowed. It's
everyone
totally
accepts
allowed.
That. We all expect it, yeah.
Federal police are even cool with it, mate. Don't test it, though. Just don't test that. Getting a note from the legal department here. Caleb, you're in the draw, mate. That could be you, our Origin Intruder, off to State of Origin Game 1 in Sydney in about 3 weeks' time, mate. So best of luck.
Legendary. Thank you, guys.
And we can't let Caleb be the only loose unit in the competition, guys.
No, because best wins.
Best
so
wins.
If you think you can top that effort by Caleb or just want to give it a crack, make sure you enter because you could be going to Sydney for Origin.
We'll post Caleb's video on our socials later, but simple three-step process. Watch our Day in the Life or video on Facebook. Film yourself commentating it like Caleb did.
Yep.
Upload it at hit.com.au. You'll be in the running with Caleb to be off to State of Origin Game 1 for KFC. Download the KFC app for exclusive offers. Shut up and take my money.
Absolutely devastating news out of the cricket world coming through on the weekend with Andrew Symonds dying in a single vehicle car crash in Queensland, just outside Townsville. It was a shock to everybody that this happened and absolutely devastating, as I said. To pay tribute, we actually have teammate and friend Nathan Bracken joining us right now. How are you, Nathan?
Yeah, good morning. Getting through and still trying to come to terms with what's just happened.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you so much for getting on and, you know, paying tribute to your mate with us this morning. When we talk about Andrew Symonds, he was a big man physically. There was a lot to Andrew Symonds, but the only thing I think bigger than him physically was him and his presence. He had a huge presence and just a huge love of life.
Yeah, he did. And like, I know from a sporting side of things, he was one of the guys that every team needs to have. He'd be the one that'd be running around at training, getting everybody going for a bit flat or knowing when we needed a joke. He just seemed to have an understanding on the field of what was needed, what was required at the time. And off the field, he was somebody you knew as a mate he was going to be there for you, he was going to support you. And let's be honest, he lived the dream life when he played cricket and even when he retired off doing the things he wanted to do. Right through, you hear every interview, every time he talks about what he got up to after cricket and even while he played, he was out fishing, he was out doing things he wanted to do in his life.
Do you have a favourite memory of you and Andrew?
I think just Simo as a whole. You can't, like, I know when I was playing, my youngest, he was sort of one and two at the time, and he took an attraction to Simo straight away. He'd sit there on a plane and he'd look at him and stare at him and at any opportunity, you'd want to be near him and things like that. And Simo was welcoming all the time. He'd wake up on a sleep from a plane flight and all of a sudden my son would be there staring at him and he'd be straight away, he'd be awake and he'd be playing with him. And it's just those things. He was always welcoming within the group and it was easy to deal with. He was never a drama. And the big thing with, I guess, when you look at his career and those things, on the field, his performances were exceptional. He had some struggles, which we all knew about and unfortunately probably didn't get the support from Cricket Australia he deserved.
Right.
But to me, he was somebody I was always happy to see, whether it was playing against him or with him on a cricket field, and he was always somebody you knew you could have a laugh and a joke with.
Nathan, I opened the show this morning just telling the story that I saw Andrew Symonds. I saw Roy on Friday night. It was just at a local game of rugby league. He was there wearing a red checkered shirt, pair of shorts and a pair of Crocs, just having a couple of beers and just laughing. And we gave each other a little nod. But how much does that surmise Andrew Symonds just enjoying a local game of footy, totally stress-free, carefree?
And the outfit as well is perfect. It used to be the Bronco shorts he used to run around in when we were playing. But yeah, that's just him up. And I'd see photos he put up on Instagram with what he was doing, and he's with the kids, he's with his family. But you always saw him. He was doing things that people sit there and you dream you want to do. He goes out fishing, he goes out shooting, he does what he wants to do, and it's just that chilled, laid-back life, and that was Simo to a T.
He'll be sorely missed. He definitely paved his own path. A former test cricketer and just good mate of Andrew Symonds, Nathan Bracken, thank you for the tribute this morning, mate. Big love, and thanks for your time.
No worries.
Last week was an interesting one weather-wise around Queensland, with the rain pretty much overtaking the entire state. And during that interesting kind of creation by Mother Nature, Cliffo, you said something very weird that I picked up on and I questioned you about.
Yeah.
And it was the way you described the weather as being a little bit cold, a little bit nippy, but that's not the word you used. This is what you said.
I was a little nipply and I've pulled out nipply. Cold.
Okay. All right.
Is that not a thing?
No, I don't think so.
Nippy. Okay, I was just a little nippy. But I guess I was a little nipply because you know what happens when it gets cold.
Sense,
I mean, nipply works. It still works.
Listen, I don't think this is the first time you've said it.
No, and you really had me questioning myself.
I did.
Because when it's cold, I never say it's a bit nippy. Always said it's a bit nipply.
Yes, you do. And it's the first time I've picked you up on it because it's the first time I've had the confidence to go, no, this is actually not right.
Well, you can hear in my voice there where I go, oh, shit. Maybe I am saying it wrong. Like the last 37 years of my life.
It's been a lie. Well, I've done a little bit of research for you just to clear up any confusion as to whether you are correct or incorrect.
And because I'm not steadfast here. Like, I'm willing to change.
You're questioning, yes. Well, and I can't tell you whether you're correct or incorrect because it is a word. So you need to make the choice at the end as to whether you've been saying it correctly or not. Because
Gabby's been to every library in Queensland across the weekend.
All the encyclopedias.
Dusty dictionaries and thoruses, and you name it.
So nippy is the word that means cold. It's a bit nippy.
Yes.
That's the word. You say nipply.
Yes.
Which is the rude slang for quite cold or chilly, referring to the fact that one's nipples become firm and pronounced when exposed to cold temperatures.
Well, that's definitely me.
So
it's
a word.
Still correct.
It is accurate, but I don't know if you want to continue using it in certain situations.
You should see these bad boys in the cold, mate. It's like,
it's a bit nipply.
Buddy, it's like a flag at full mast, mate. Alphabucks. Cliffo and Gabby, Alphabucks, back for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 17th of May.
If you want a secret little answer, which isn't very secret because I'm shouting it out right now.
So secret, we're putting it out in a public podcast.
Gatorade. The hydro drink that all the sports people
with
drink.
With all the electrolytes.
It's meant for sports people. I use it for a hangover.
Yeah, me too. They reckon down a Gatorade before you go to sleep that night. So swing by your 7-Eleven or Night Owl or Ampol Servo or something.
Or get prepared before you go out.
Yeah, there you go.
And have a Gatorade.
Have a Gatorade.
It's not a bad idea.
And remember it for your free Alphabucks answer for tomorrow, Tuesday morning on HIT. The HIT Breakfast Show.